Boker Tov. Welcome back, Rabbi Isai. Post Tisha B'Av, we're still in Asiri B'Av, which is pretty tragic in and of itself. So, this is our contribution to rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash Mezat Hashem. So, as follows, Rabotai, listen carefully. We are going to Bezat Hashem finish these bottom three Tosfotim today. There's not a lot of Marei Mekomot because I wanted to focus more on Tosfos, because really whatever we're going to do today is going to help us to transition more into the next sugya, which is tomorrow's sugya. Interesting stuff. So just quickly to... where's everybody? Efun. I think there's too many snacks. The snacks kind of like cloud the mind. You know what I'm saying? People can't think when there's snacks. Anyway, so quickly to go through the Shakla Vataria of the Sugiyah, and then to see Tosfot. So as follows. What was the Shakla Vataria? The Gemara said, again, Avankre, yeah, Rav Huna told these salesmen people, don't cut the Hadassim yourself, rather let the Goyim cut it and give it to you. So that what? So that the Yeush will take effect in their hands, and then by you it'll be Shinu Reshut, and then Yeush and Shinu Reshut will work, and you don't have to worry about Gezer. Frek the Gemara, what's the first question? Right, the Gemara methodically asks about three different kinds of shinuim. What? Reshut, Maaseh, Shin. Again, says the Gemara, hey, wait a second, if these people are salesmen, why not have, let them cut it down, it'll be Yeush in their hands, and then they'll sell it to somebody else, Shinu Reshut in somebody else's hand. Yeush v'Shinu Reshut. What does the Gemara answer?
The word you're going to say for yourself.
We're not talking about the ones that they sell, we're talking about what? The ones that they're using. Okay, says the Gemara, even for the ones that they're keeping, next question.
Shinu Maaseh.
Shinu Maaseh, that what? That now you're tying it up, right? Before it was just Hadas, and now it's all tied up into a Zach. Two answers the Gemara gives. Yeah, answer number one.
You can bring it back.
Without the Shakla Vataria down pat, you have to do this, by the way, every time you start learning, every day, even if you're in the middle of a sugiyah, you must, I cannot stress how important it is. You have to go over mentally, verbally, whatever it is that you want to do, and act it out. I've seen people in yeshiva sometimes act it out, like they make the Gemara into a movie. Gam Tov, whatever floats your boat, but you must go through the Shakla Vataria, the flow of the Gemara, because if you just try to jump into Tosfot or the Rishonim without having the Gemara solid, you're toast. Not going to happen. Next question. Yeah, what do you do about Shinui Maaseh? Two answers. Number one is that what? Number one is perhaps we hold of Lulav Enzarich Eged. And therefore what? I don't know if you saw the Aruch Lanir and the Sfat Emet. Okay, so what that Lulav Enzarich Eged? Therefore what?
It's not considered
a... Why? But I did it. I did tie it.
But when you untie it, it's the same.
That's the second answer. Shinu echozel lebriyato. First answer, lulav en tzarich eged. Therefore what?
That's giving
that. Machloket. Exactly. Aruch Laner and Sfat Emet disagree what exactly this point is. Now, we'll see that in a moment. So one answer is lulav en tzarich eged. And says the Gemara, even if you hold that lulav tzarich eged, what's the answer? Shinu echozel lebriyato. That what? That as soon as you snip it, it goes back to being exactly what it was. Says the Gemara, hey, wait a second. Okay, fine. So we struck out with, what's his name? Shinui Reshut. Shinui Maaseh. Last thing that we try is Shinui Hashem. That what? So Shana says the Gemara, we're talking about Bavel. And what can you tell me about Bavel? Even before you tie it into a lulav, it's still a Shana. So therefore what? This is all the reason why Rav Huna told them, don't cut it yourself, because for yourself, to use it yourself, you won't have neither Shinu Reshut, nor Shinu Maaseh, nor Shinu Hashem. Let's see the first Tosfot for a second. Yeah? Let's see what he says. Frek Teisvis, yeah, this is going to, anybody who ever learned Bava Metzia is going to appreciate this question. Where's their friend? Is he here? Around? He's downstairs. I'm finished. If what time? So he says like this, yeah? So he says, "Ki gazzu avankre naminevi yush be'alim." I mean, yush be'alim biyadayuditu. Says Tosfot, "Vim tomar ha'u yush shelo midatu de'la yada benigzal belokeh ve'kam elan bereish shelo mitziot yush shelo midat la've yush." Yeah. So we're saying like this. Since now We just said, what did the Gemara want to say? Hey, if they're salesmen, if the salesmen themselves cut it down and then sell it to somebody else, it should be what? It should be Ye'ush v'shinu reshut. When they sell it to somebody else. And the kinyan will only be completed as a result of both the Ye'ush and the shinu reshut to the new buyer. Guess what? The original person who was stolen from, the Nigzal, doesn't know who it's going to be sold to. And therefore what? Therefore what? Since he doesn't know who the buyer is going to be, he doesn't know who to be mityaesh from, since
he doesn't know.
It just happened. He never knows. Therefore what? Yehush lo midat. If you don't know when or whom the Yehush is taking place by, therefore what? Yehush lo midat. Halacha is kedata baye. Yehush lo midat. Lahave Yehush. Yeah, what is Tosfot answer?
We learn basic mod on Gemara. We always have to go to Baba Kama.
Baba Kama, Baba Metzia. Yeah. Shomata? Yeah. So he says like this, yeah? Says Tosfot, Vieshlomar, Dela Mikre Yeush, Shelomidat, Elahecha Debal Yado, Kodem Shiadua Be'alim Shene Evad Mehim. Avalacha Yad Abeveniti Ashu Mikodem, Ela De'en Yeush Lekarka. Over here, there's a very, very basic underlying difference between our case and the case of Yeush Elomidat and Baba Metzi'ah. When Abaye was talking about Yeush Elomidat, what was he talking about? When the person who found it got it, he had it in his hand before the owner ever gave up. That's called Yeush Elomidat, when you took possession of it before the Yeush, before the owner ever was Mityaesh. Over here, remember, we're assuming right now that the owner got, it was like a stick up. The goy went to the owner, he said, get out. Yeah, he kicked him out, and therefore what? At that moment, the owner was already mityaesh by the fact that the goy hijacked his land. What do we say? Yes, and yeush lekarkaot. That's a different variable. But was there immediate yeush?
Yes.
The second he got kicked off? Yes. You can't consider that Yeush lo midat. It's Yeush midat. He knew exactly whom and when was stealing it. And therefore what? You have a different problem. And Yeush lekarkaot. So the Yeush is good. Don't forget, the Yeush is good in terms of Ilchot Yeush. The Yeush is good. He knows exactly who stole it. And he knows exactly. So he says, he knows exactly when it was stolen. So he says, and I can handle it. Yadid shelanu. Yeah? So he says, I can't hit him because I'm going to leave marks over here. It disappears right away. Anyway, so he says like this, Rabotai. Yeah? Says.
Hey, doesn't the Gemara clearly say there, Tashema from the Ganavim, Gazrim, that says if they see you taking the Me'ash, you're good?
No, so he's saying over here that the Gemara didn't say over here. The Gemara is going to say that on Lamed Aleph by the Sukkah. That's a different story.
But the Gemara says that in Metziut, I'm saying.
Nachon, over here we're saying the Chidush is that the Yeush over here is wonderful. Just what? You have a side problem. The problem is not with the Yeush. The problem is with what? With the Karka. Karka in Anigzelet. There's no such thing as Yeush by Karka. So that's a different thing. Once you get rid of the Karka business by turning it to Metaltanin, by cutting it off, and then selling it to somebody else, then retroactively the Yeush is magnificent. Yeah? That was Tosfot's answer. And it's not a problem of Yeush and Medan. So, that was easy enough. Next Tosfot. Yeah? Says, yeah. Ezra, Baruch Abba. Shalom. So he says like this. Shinui ha-chozeh le-briyato. Lashmeh shinui. Ve'af al-gav. Eshkoech. Today's, I can't even read that. This week's learning is sponsored by the Chajibai family, Lunishmat Shmuel ben Avraham, and the Nitzani family, Lunishmat Yosef ben Dina, and Nisan. Tehe nishmatam tzurura, b'tzurur ha-chayim. To. So,
but what was the question? I don't understand the question of Gemara when I was hazarding
it. Which one?
This one that we're discussing now.
The question of the Gemara or question of Tosfot?
No, the question of the Gemara.
The Gemara was asking, hey, wait a second, why do I need, what do you tell me that the Avankra can't cut it down themselves? Let them cut it and sell it to somebody else. Ye'ush and Shinu Reshut. Says the Gemara, no, we're talking about Onokimta. You're right, if they sold it to somebody else, I could be said. We're talking about
themselves.
They themselves.
Yeah. That's another question. What was
correct.
The next question?
Just did that. Next question was Shinui, Ashinui Ma'aseh. Then now you're tying it. And the third question was about Shinui Hashem. Now, next, Dibura Matrin and Tosvot. Shinui HaChozeh LeBriyato, Lashmeh Shinui. That was the second answer to the Gemara's question of what? Shinui Ma'aseh. Yeah?
What does Shinui Ma'aseh do? Meaning now it's not...
Yeush and Shinui Ma'aseh is Koneh. Yeah.
Then the Avan Kareh will be Koneh.
Nachon. And therefore, what's the problem if they cut it down themselves? Let them cut it down themselves. And once you have a Shunu Ma'aseh, Zeo Koneh. Even
stole.
For themselves. Huh?
But then they stole. Yeah.
No, but at least they're koneh. They have to pay it back. But they're koneh the chefetz.
So we're not worrying about the stealing.
Damim, they have to pay back regardless. Now we're not talking about the damim. We're talking about what? In order to avoid lulav hagazlut, they need to make a kinyan. Shinui ma'aseh makes a kinyan, period. Now, why is it not a shinui ma'aseh? Two answers. Lulav en tzarich eged, or because...
Even if you say it does...
Shinui ha'chozeh lebriyato. Yeah, a shinui that goes back to where it came from. Says Teisves... ואף על גב דקנה מדרבנן, כדאיתה ברשע גוזל כמה, בגוזל עצים משופין, כגון נסרים ועשען כלים. Yeah, the Gemara over there in Baba Kama clearly says that if a person stole something and built it into something else, even if it is able to be taken apart and go back to its exact original state, the Gemara says that he is kone midrabanan for certain things. Hey, wait a second. So what, huh?
Slanted?
No, not slanted. Oh. Shaved. Like
carved.
Carved or... what's his name? Shufin is...
Sanded?
Sanded down, yeah.
What's
thank you.
Nisarim?
Huh?
Boards.
Nisarim is boards or like diktim. Anyway, Bekitsur say saying over here, we see the Gemara in Baba Kama says, not so fast Gemara, says Teisves. Over here you're telling me that Shinu HaChozeh LeBriyato is not Kone. In Baba Kama says Meforash that it is Kone Midrabbanan. Says Teisves, I still don't care. You know why? Because over here, what are we looking at? We're looking at Mitzvat Lulav Bayom HaRishon. At least Bayom HaRishon. And over there, in order for it to be Kone, you have to be Kone Mideoraita, says Tosvot. Kevan de Mideoraita la Kane, la Nafik Hacha. Over here, since you don't have a Kinyan Mideoraita, you will not be Yotze de Lachem aspect, and therefore, even though Mideorabanan, you may be Kone for certain things, but for the Mitzvah Deoraita of Lachem Bayom HaRishon, you're not going to be Yotze since Zeh. Now, this is really tomorrow's Sugya. Or yeah, so the Gemara, the Tosfot of here brings tomorrow sugya. Umiu ma'i savta mash magebe suka denafik afal gav dela kane ela mita amiresh. Over there it says meforash. The Gemara over there talks about there was an old woman. We're going to see this Be'ezat Hashem tomorrow. I'll just paraphrase the Gemara for you. There was an old woman who came before Rav Nachman, and she was standing and screaming that the Talmidim of Rav Nachman were sitting in a stolen sukkah. Yeah, Ezra, what did Rav Nachman say?
Said you're crazy,
get out of
here.
Well, he ignored her. And she got upset that he was ignoring her. And then the Chachamim asked, why are you ignoring her? The answer was that even though Be'emet, somebody's chayav her money, but in terms of the wood, what's the halacha? That when you stole wood and you built it into a sukkah, what's the halacha? That now it's yours. Why? Even though it's Shinui HaChozeh LeBriyato, but over there we said that it's because of Takanat Merish. What's the halacha? If a person takes a beam and builds it into a building, what's the halacha? Even though Be'emet, if you demolish the building, will the beam still be there in its exact same form? Yes. Nevertheless, what did the Chachamim etakin?
Can't do that.
No, it's
Takanat Merish. The Chachamim were concerned. This is a kind of Takanat HaShavim, which is Takanat Merish.
Right?
We're afraid. Huh?
They're still
going to
have to pay for it?
But they're going to have to pay. When somebody steals, the question is, when you steal something, regardless of whether or not you're Kone, you have to pay it back. Now, there are certain situations where you're Kone and you only have to pay back money. And even if the guy says, I don't want money, I want my beam. Go stand on your head, I don't want your money, I want my beam. The Chachamim said, no, you don't get your beam. Why? Because if every time somebody steals a beam and builds it into a whole building, you make him demolish a structure, people are going to have second thoughts about doing Shuvah. It's going to be too much hafsed, too much there. Therefore, the Chachamim said, you're Kone. And therefore what?
And therefore you have to pay money.
And therefore I only have to give back money and not the beam. Hey, wait a second. Over there we want to say that you're Yotze Mitzvat Sukkah, even though it's only Midrabbanan, that you're Kone because of Takanat. So how come over there by Sukkah, Takanat Meresh, Takanat HaShavim, which is only a Takanat Derabbanan, allows me to be Kone the beam, and I'm Yotze the Mitzvat Sukkah, and over here, with regards to the Hadas, the Kinyan Midrabbanan of Shinui HaChozeh LeBriyato shouldn't be enough. You understand the question?
It's Gishmak.
It's Gishmak doesn't help me. I need to understand the English. No, Gishmak doesn't help. Yeah, Reb Chaim, tell me what Reb Chaim says. What did Reb Chaim say? Felt in Asbara, felt in Avon. Reb Chaim Brisker says, Alev HaShalom, He says that a person can sin, not you, in general. A person can, you know, sometimes that's the, you know, the answer that everybody's going to say. You understand? Bevadai, bevadai, everybody, yeah, bevadai. Yeah, sure. Elama. The next thing the Rebbe is going to say is, oh yeah, bemet, you understand?
Say it over.
And it could very well be, takshiv to, it could very well be that a person understands, but he's not able to say it over. There's different levels of understanding. Rav Chaim says that the highest level of understanding is not only understanding in the mind, but the ability to say it over.
He says in the Ruach Chaim that the mouth is the sakin.
Nachon, but this is a verk from Rav Chaim Brisker. Felt in Hasbara, felt in Avana. Felt means lacking. Lacking in Hasbara. Lacking in being able to explain it verbally. Lacks in Havana. Lacks in the understanding. Now, Imanta, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying for myself. So now to say over frektes is, I don't understand. You just told me what? What did the Gemara say? That Shinuach Chuzel B'riyato is nothing. Says Tosfos, hey, wait a second. Baba Kama, we say it is something midrabanan. Says Tosfos, I don't care midrabanan. We need it to be a kinyan midoraita. Frektesis from Sukkah later. What do we see on the very next daf? That with regards to Sukkah, we see that the kinyan midrabanan of Takanata Shavim by the beam allowed them to keep the beam and on the Sukkah on a deoraita level and only have to pay back money and their yotze Sukkah. Yeah, guess what? You can't sit in a stolen sukkah. Same way like you can't have a stolen lulav. So how come over there by sukkah do we say that the kinyan midrabbanan of takanat shavim allows you to own it and allows you to be yotze the mitzvah of sukkah, whereas the kinyan midrabbanan over here of shinui chuzel lebriyato by the hadas that we say, yeah, doraita doesn't work, midrabbanan, it does work. How come that kinyan midrabbanan is not enough to be makne'it to me for me to do the mitzvah? Understand the question?
But it is by sukkah.
Huh?
It is by sukkah.
That's exactly the question. Playback. If I, what's the question? We see a difference between sukkah and lulav. Yeah, Tagi.
Because the Gemara on Lavarachmobet is going to tell us that if the person is sitting in the sukkah and he put the beam in his house, since there's a takanat shavim, the rabbanon.
Mideoraita, according to Torah law, if you build the Empire State Building with a stolen beam, and the guy stands and says, the owner says, I don't want your money, I want my beam. Midin Torah, what's the halacha?
You have to give it back.
Torah.
You do have to give it back.
Din Torah knocked down the whole Empire State Building, give him back his beam. And then we'll talk. That's Din Torah. Come to Rabbanan and say,
you don't have to.
Don't. The Rabbanan said, no, you don't have to do that because then Teshuvah is going to be very difficult for some people. And because of that, Takana, the Chachamim said, you're even Kone, the beam, Mideoraita. The Rabbanan, that Kinyan Mideoraita says, then now you own it Mideoraita, you just have to give back money.
So why is there a problem?
So now Mideoraita, you get to keep it. Because of that takana de rabbanan, and your yotze, it's so deoraita that now we're not concerned about the gezel anymore, and you're not sitting in a stolen sukkah, and your yotze mitzvah sukkah. Frektesvis, if that's the case, apply the same thing. Don't discriminate against lulav just because it's a lulav. Yeah, let it be the same thing. Just tell me that since be'emet, shinuya chose lebriyato, is a takana de rabbanan, let me be kone on a doraita level, just like by sukkah. Says Tosfot, there is an basic underlying difference between sukkah and ulav. Zokteisvis, ela yesh letaretz hatam, mishum takanat ha-shavim, ve'acha be'agudat ha-lulav be'alma, lo shayach takanat ha-shavim. Denakel le'atir agudo. He says, so, Tosfot's first answer is, well, before he goes on to something else, he says there's a very, very fundamental difference between sukkah and lulav. Sukkah, however much it costs, it doesn't matter. But to take apart an entire sukkah for one beam is a huge tircha. Huge tircha. To which over there, it's shayach to say takanat ha-shavim, because if you make me go through this bother, forget about financial loss. But even through the bother, the ganav is not going to go through doing it because it's a big deal. Whereas, with regards to lulav, if the guy says, I don't want your money, give me back my hadas. How much of a tircha is it to take apart the lulav, give him back the hadas, and then take another one and retie it?
No, but sometimes it's like, you know, the things are annoying.
No, but I don't know. I think like 20 minutes sometimes.
You take a scissor and cut it. So.
Yeah,
but they're putting it back together.
Yeah, then you're doing it wrong. Anyway, b'kitzur, it takes me 2 minutes. Ma?
No. Rabbi, y'all have to watch the video and make sure I'm putting in the right thing.
There's videos?
Yeah, there's tutorials everywhere.
It's like a 5-minute video.
Psh. Takes him 5 minutes, Hashem Yisrael. No, he's... Anyway, b'kitzur, Rabotai, listen carefully. Over there, it's not such a big tircha, and over there, it's not shayach to say takanat shavim. Okay? Now, Tosfot has another question. Takshiv to ma
ba'ya. Question is that, how does that resolve the problem as the Rabbana? Meaning...
By takanat shavim, the Chachamim said, because of the Chachamim, you are kone the beam mid'oraita.
Oh, da'oraita, not because of shavim. It makes it not da'oraita kone?
Now you own it, because of the Chachamim, yeah?
Da'oraita.
Okay. Yesh koach biyad Chachamim, right? Efker bedin efker. Bedin controls finances. Now, says the...
Says in the Torah? In the Torah says bedin controls...
Says in the Torah, lo tasun min ha'davar asher yagidu l'chayamin usmo. Don't deviate from them.
So therefore, they cannot make a case da'oraita now.
Yeah, if the bedin comes for whatever reason, and they decide and they tell you, we own your pants. That's it. Nigman. Belongs to them.
Yeah.
No, he says like this. I say pants in Persian.
Shalvar.
Who?
Shalvar.
Shalvar.
Sounds like a dessert.
Anyway. When you want to say, I'm going to hit you with my belt, you say shalvar.
I'm going to hit you with?
My belt. It just means shalom.
So it's kotak.
Kotak is a kiss, but like shalom is like, you better be scared.
It sounds scarier than it is. It sounds more intimidating. You know what I mean?
It's like, yes, it is. Rabbi, you don't know. They go...
When you say... Oh, they like cock the belt and like...
No, they put it together and they go...
Anyway. So, Rabotai Vaitis, yeah? Takshiv. Today is Yud Be'av. It's no Yom Shel Tzchok. Hayom ze Yom Shel... Today is a majority, the bulk of the Beit HaMikdash burnt today. It's not Tzchok. Today's a very serious day.
So you have to make up all the Torah for yesterday.
Nachon? One of the hardest, at least for myself, I know, one of the hardest parts of Tisha B'Av is Motzei Tisha B'Av, when you have to make up your whole Seder Hayom that you missed, all of your learnings, your Dapim, and your
Seder.
Huh? Motzei Tisha B'Av is a big disaster. I was up until 12 yesterday. Just mamash from, I ate a little bit after the fast, mamash, netilat yadayim, coffee, birkat hamazon, went to learn, I was up until 12. Just to make up everything. The dapim, the shir, the not talk. Yeah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask. Where's
still,
the Torah?
There still was a lot
of Yeah? Vaiter. Says the next Teisviz. That says the next part of Teisviz. He says, Uma sheniktzat min amchubar lachashiv shinui ma'aseh, kevan de la nishtana shemo bekach, de meikara asa, ve'ashta asa. He says, I frek Teisviz, how come the Gemara doesn't say about another kind of shinui ma'aseh? That what? You cut it off! So maybe that... What is the Gemara thinking about should be shinui ma'aseh before we knock that off too? But what was the Gemara's thought of shinui ma'aseh? Tying it. Says Teisviz, how come we don't look at just cutting it off as shinui ma'aseh? Now it's detached from the ground. Says Teisviz, that's garnished. Why? Because it went from being a hadas to being a hadas, right? So nothing changed, right? Go ahead. One is in the form, and one is how it's called. Two different areas. Now Tosfot says, "I'll bring you a raya." Says Tosfot, "Kedeashkechan beresha gozel kama hayde gozel dikla mechavre vekatle afalgav deshadia learadi de lakane ma'ita ama demaikara dikla mikre veashtenam dikla mikre." He says, "Veafalgav de pasak lachayuta." He says, "Over there, the Gemara tells a story. The Gemara says if a person goes and cuts down a palm tree, even if he replants it in his own reshut, that's not considered a shinui ma'aseh. The guy says, I fell in love with your palm tree. I'll give you back your money. The owner says, I don't want your money. I want back my tree. He says, I already replanted in my reshut. Says the Gemara, what's the din?
Peanuts.
Huh? Money or the tree? Money or the tree?
Tree.
Says the Gemara, tree. Why? Because nothing changed. The guy says, hey, wait a second. If I didn't replant it, I killed it. Right? By cutting it down, if I didn't replant it in X amount of time, it would have died. It says, I don't care. Right, it's still nothing happened. Nothing changed. It's still a palm tree. So what do you see from there? Yeah. That the fact that you cut something down is not a shinui ma'aseh. And the Gemara says, No, 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 second. Ufasak lechayuta. He says, v'afalgav de pasak lechayuta. Huh?
It's not a shinui shamadar. It's still replanted.
Exactly. That's why the Gemara says you have to give back the thing. That's why the Gemara says you have to give back the palm tree.
It's not his reshut anymore. It's not in his reshut.
No, it's I stole and still in my reshut. I didn't sell it. Non my reshut means it has to be in another person's possession.
Do we not say he just took it and planted it somewhere else?
Or? My possession. The ganav replanted in his own possession.
In the original owner's possession.
No. In his possession. That's not shinui reshut.
I'm very confused. I'm sorry. I'm confused.
He took it to his shinui reshut would be if you take it and sell it to somebody else. I took it and I planted it in my own possession.
All right.
Now he says. ואף על גב דפסק לחיותה, גרם מכחשה דלהדר, או מבהמה ועסקינה דחשיב שינוי, אף על גב דלה נשתנה שמם, ומשלם כשעת הגזלה, וכן עצים ושיפן, אבנים וסיטטן, צמר ולבנן, ברש הגוזל כמה. There are certain times where באמת you did nothing, and you know what? It's still going to be שינוי מעשה. For instance, one of the cases the Gemara brings, the Tosfot brings over here, what happens if I steal an animal, and as a result of stealing it, it gets weak, which means, let's say I stole it when it's big and strong, or fat, or whatever it is, and then I stole it, I deprived it, and now it got skinny and weak. Or, if I stole a young animal, and then I come back to you a few years later, now it's old, says the Gemara, that's considered shinui ma'aseh. What did I do to it? Nothing! It's passive! And yet that's considered shinui ma'aseh. So why over there when it's passive do we consider those cases shinui ma'aseh more than over here than by the tree? Forget about the chozer mibrehto. Says Tosfot over here, you know why? Because over here, a tree is a tree and nothing happened. The fact that it's cut doesn't change anything. That's more insignificant when you cut it down than when you steal it and you actually do nothing but by just because of time. It gets old, it gets weak, it gets sick. Right? The halakha is over there. Be'emet. If you stole a young animal and it gets old and then some onus happens, what's the halakha? Your koneh, meaning the person's koneh, and therefore what? You would only pay kish'ata gzila, like when you stole it, not like now, which means that for all intents and purposes, the gazlan was koneh at that moment. And therefore what? Tosfot's trying to prove that this ma'aseh, it's unbelievable, you would think maybe the opposite, says Tosfot, cutting down a tree, or cutting down a hadas, is such an insignificant ma'aseh, even though would you not have replanted it, would have died. It's such an insignificant ma'aseh, it's even more insignificant than stealing an animal and making it weak or making it, you know, sick or making it, not making it, but letting it get old or whatever it is, that's considered more of a shinui ma'aseh than the cut down tree or the cut down hadas.
If you do cut it down, it's now yours, the ma'aseh is yours?
Nope, it's not considered a shinui ma'aseh and that's why it's hadra ba'ina. You have to give it back as is. That's why, says Tosfot, the Gemara didn't offer the possibility of just cutting down hadas as shinui ma'aseh, only tying it as shinui ma'aseh, because cutting it down is garnished.
It's dying fully. Like
correct. Matashoy.
If when he stole it, it was $1, and then when he died, it was $3.
Yeah.
Does that mean when he coined it, he just has to pay $1?
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
So it works the same way.
Yes. Now, there is a very interesting. What's the matter? Okay. Say that? Okay. Now.
I feel like he has to pay for the time that he had it, because now the guy he stabbed on the $3 one.
That's their beat. Okay. We're not. That's not part of the. That's already. That's not a rebid, but really that's called grama. That's called indirect. And I'm saying the fact that you didn't have it and you didn't make money, that's called indirect. And grama benizakin patur. Yeah?
Really?
Now, what die? Yes, he says like this. Let's see, before we go to the next Tosfot, let's see the Aruch Lanir, and he's going to ask a very, very simple question, which is actually from yesterday's daf in Masechet Sukkah. Yeah? Huh?
Sitatan is the ground.
Sitatan is when you smooth out, when you quarry a stone. Quarry. Yeah? Now, says the Aruch Lanir, Bagmara, Vim Timtzen Omar Ulam Tzarich Eged. Yeah? What did the Gemara say? Why is it not Shinui Ma'aseh? Maybe Lulav and Tzarich Eged, and even if it does, Shinui Achozel Ebriyato. Frek the Aruch Lanir, you remember who he was?
Rabbi
Yankov Ettlinger. He was from Berlin. He was the. He was the Rebbe of Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. Anyway, so he says like this. Yeah, Krata. So he says, Ktzat kashe, ma safek yesh bazeh? Hare le'el, on daf yud alef, which is yesterday's daf, klige bazeh, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan, de Rabbi Yehuda tzarich eged, u'Rabbanan en tzarich eged, ufshita diyachid v'rabim alacha karabim. What is the Gemara seems like it has a safek, you know, if you tell me lulav, maybe lulav en tzarich eged, and even if it does, it's shinu echozel abriyato. whether or not lulav tzarich eged is machloket Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan on daf yud aleph, and we already paskin alacha like the Rabbanan that lulav ain't tzarich eged. So why does the Gemara make it like it's some sort of a safek? It's not. Number two.
Question.
Ve'od maze?
So not to do with the Tosfot.
Well, it's going in the Gemara. Well, he's going to bring in Tosfot in a second. One second. Ve'od ma'ika mishane kasavar lulav ain't tzarich eged. What does the Gemara say? No. The Gemara says, first answer, lulav en tzarich eged. Hey, guess what? Even according to the Rabbanan who say, lulav en tzarich eged, hare mikol makom, mitzvah le'ogdom midrabbanan, mishum zeli vanveu. Even according to the Rabbanan, that a lulav doesn't need to be tied, but there's still a mitzvah to tie it for the mitzvah of beautifying the lulav. Now he says, kedam rinan sham, v'yesh lomar, deze be'atzmo, The paskin and kavatayu, v'im ken yesh lachu shemer lo ye'egod, v'le kashinu ma'aseh, v'im timtze lomar, lulav tzarich eged, perush de eged zesho mishum ve'anveu, tiknu rabbanan, le'mitzvah gmura, v'im ken bevaday ye'egod, mikon mekom, have shinu echoze lebriyato. Daruch HaShulchan is a, mamash a novel way, mamash mechudash me'od, how to understand the Gemara. When the Chachamim say, we know bevaday alcha kechachamim, the lulav, huh? Aruch Laner, yeah. What did I say? So the Aruch Laner is saying a big chidush over here. He's saying like this. Bevadai, we hold like the Chachamim that lulav in tzarich eged. That wasn't the safek of the Gemara. You know what the safek of the Gemara is? When the Gemara on daf yud aleph, which says that even according to the Chachamim, that the lulav doesn't need to be tied. If you took a lulav and the minim together, or one after another, when they're not tied, what's the halacha? Bevadai, bevadai, yatzai dechoba. We know we hold like that. But now, the fact that we know that you have to tie it, not that you're chayav, but for mitzvah mina mufchar, how do we look at the mitzvah of zeli manveu? Is it a takanat chachamim gmura that you must tie it? It's like in the mitzvah, or do we say it's just mitzvah mina mufchar? Is it a din d'rabbanan to tie it because of zeli manveu? Or Zeli Vanveil, just like any other Zeli Vanveil, that what? It's just like a. Yeah, where does the Gemara say Zeli Vanveil? Lulav, shofar. Let's say I blow a shofar that's ugly. If I blew an ugly shofar, was I would say the chovah?
Yeah.
Guess what? There's a din maybe to make it a little bit nicer, but if it's ugly, nevertheless, you'd say the chovah. So now, do we say it's just like a tosefet, like a cherry on top of it? Yeah? Says that Aruch Laner, that's exactly what the Gemara meant to say. Okay. Do we look at it? First, we're saying why isn't it a shinui maaseh? Answer number one is lulav en tzarich eged, meaning what? That perhaps it's only like a cherry on top, and if it's only a cherry on top, we don't assume that they're actually going to do it. Since if it's only a cherry on top, it's extra credit. Does everybody do extra credit?
No.
No. Only some people do, and therefore we're not going to look at it as a shinui maaseh because you're probably not going to do it. To which the Gemara says, and even if you say lulav tzarich eged, meaning what? Not that it's chayav, rather what? That according to the Chachamim, that zeli ve'anveu is actually a mitzvah that the Chachamim instituted, not a cherry on top, but an actual din d'rabbanan, and therefore he's for sure going to do it. What are you going to say then if it's not a cherry on top, but it's an actual din d'rabbanan? Should we be misupak whether or not he's going to do it? No. If it's a din d'rabbanan, everybody's going to do it. So what are you going to say now? How come you're going to tell me now it's not a shinui ma'aseh? To which the Gemara answers, even if we know for sure they're going to do it, what's the answer? Shinui achoze lebriyato. Now listen carefully. Which means that according to the Aruch Laner, the safek in the Gemara, how do we look at this? Of lulav tzarich eged, choze lebriyato or not, is what? Whether or not we assume... What is lulav in this Gemara? I want you to understand the significance of en tzarich eged or tzarich eged. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's just telling me one thing. Are you for sure going to do it or are you not? In the first answer of the Gemara, cherry on top, you're not for sure going to do it. Second answer of the Gemara, even if you're for sure going to do it, din d'rabbanan, it's still shinui achoze lebriyato. That's not the pashtut of the Gemara. I heard some people saying before, I asked you, okay, and therefore what? Lulav en tzarich eged, and therefore what? What were you saying? What were you saying before? Because lulav en tzarich eged, some people were saying before what? It's an insignificant action. It doesn't mean anything. That's not what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. That's what the Sfat Emet is going to say in a moment. By the way, that pshat. But the Aruch HaShulchan says whether or not you're going to do it. The Sfat Emet says, I don't care. The nafkamina is going to be, let's say the person swears on the Sefer Torah that he's going to do it. According to the first answer of the Gemara, where there's no chashash, according to the Aruch HaShulchan's understanding, the first answer, where there's no chashash that he's not going to do it, perhaps that should be a shinu ma'aseh. Says the Sfat Emet. Yeah, who's the Sfat Emet? Second Gerer. Third, really, because the second one passed away to Kitzur Yamin. Yeah? Third. So he's the third. He was Yehuda Arya Leib Migul. So he says like this. Says the Sfat Emet. Shinui. Umiu me'aisav ta'at. Yeah, he's quoting Tosfot. Afal gav de la kane el amita'am mirish. V'yesh lomad dine pashut. Yeah? Listen to this. Dine pashut nira la'anyu da'ati. דהד משנה כסבל לולב אין צריך אגד, אין לפרש דכיוון דלה צריך אגד, איירה שלא אגדו. Yeah? When the Gemara says, when the Gemara first answers לולב אין צריך אגד, that doesn't mean that they didn't tie it physically. That's not what the Gemara means. They didn't tie it. No. It means what? He says, דזה דוחק דהרי מצווה לאוגדו על כל פנים, ובוודאי אוגדו. Says תוספות, says the Sfat Emet. It doesn't mean that they didn't do it. No. Even according to the Chachamim, Maskanat HaGemara is that there's still some sort of mitzvah to do it. And therefore, you see another nafkamina between the Sfat Emet and the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan said that if it's only a mitzvah min ha-muvchar, cherry on top, we assume that what?
Not to do it.
Most people are not going to do it. What does the Sfat Emet say? Even if it's a cherry on top, most people are going to do it. So what's... But look how he comes out la'alacha. And now he says... לכן נראה לפרש דאם אין צריך אגד למקרה שינוי על ידי האגודה if it doesn't require it, it's not considered a שינוי. Why? The שינוי אינו אלא אם נעשה על ידי השינוי כלי חדש לעניין אחר. אבל כמקדם, אף על גב שהאגדו במה נשתנה, רק אם צריך אגד, על ידי האגד הוכשר לצאת בו, נעשה ככלי חדש ממש. מה שאין כן אם אינו צריך אגד, כן נראה לעניו דעתי, וזה ברור לעניו דעתי. He says, what does the Gemara mean? לולב צריך אגד. When do we consider something שינוי מעשה? When you turn it into a new keli. When do we consider tying the לולב to being a new keli? When before you weren't יוצא, and now you are יוצא by time. That makes a new keli. What's the only, who's the only opinion that would be able to say that you're turning into a new keli by being yotze now, only if you hold lulav tzarich eged. But if lulav en tzarich eged, even if I tied it, it was kasher before, even before it was tied, and it's still kasher now, which means what? I didn't turn it into any new keli, therefore what? You can't consider the shinui ma'aseh, even if you tied the whole lulav with a million knots, I don't care. Because since it was kasher before, nothing changed. And therefore, it's not considered a keli. That's what the Gemara means. Lulav tzarich eged, en tzarich eged. That's what the Gemara meant by that. Now, the Sfat Emet continues and he says, ולפי זה אפשר לומר, דעד אמרינן דשינוי החוזה לבריאתו היא, היינו כיוון שאחר יום טוב אין זה שינוי כלל. דכיוון דהשת אין צריך אגד, לא נעשה כלי חדש, כן נראה לי מהי טעמה ושינוי חוזר, משום שאחר יום טוב נעשה כמקדם בלי אגודה. Which means what? He's saying that when we say שינוי החוזר לבריאתו, I will tell you, listen carefully. שינוי החוזר לבריאתו can be that what?
After Yom Tov,
it doesn't matter whether it's tied anymore. It goes back to being irrelevant. And that's what the Gemara means, that it's Shinui HaChozer LeBriyato, according to the opinion that Lulav En Tzarich Eged. So the rest of it over here goes into other stuff that we're not holding right now. But now, I want to go into the next Tosfot, to just finish it up, finish off the Sugya, so we can start a new Sugya tomorrow. Yeah? Says the Baram Tosfot. Yeah. Rafael Tikrata. Yeah, what was the Gemara's final question? Oh, now you made it Hoshana. It's Shinui Hashem. What is the Gemara answer? It was Hoshana before and it's Hoshana after, so nothing changed. Yeah? Says Teisvis. Tema.
Tema.
This is a very halachic Tosfot, Rabotai. Very, very halachic. Go ahead. Says Tosfot, what is the Gemara's question? Just like we finished establishing right now, that by Ma'aseh, Shinui HaChozer LeBriyato is not a Shinui, so too by Shinui Hashem, the same thing applies. Shinui Hashem that goes back to how it was, which means, let's say they didn't call Hadassim Hoshana and Bavir. And I tied it now into a nice bundle, and now it's called Hoshana.
Good work.
In 1 second, what can I do? In 1 second, cut it up, take off the knot, falls apart, goes right back to being Hadass. Which means what? The same thing that applies by Ma'aseh. Shinui HaChozer LeBriyato should apply also to Shinui Hashem. That's HaChozer LeBriyato. It doesn't work. So what's Pshat the Gemara is even asking?
That's true about any Shinui Hashem. I take a wood, I put it on a tzur, it's a table. Now I take it off, it's a piece of wood again.
That's Ma'aseh, not Shem. Over here you didn't do any Ma'aseh. Over here we're not looking at the Ma'aseh, we're looking at the Shem.
I call it wood for sale. And then I take it off the rack, and now it's not wood for sale anymore.
Yeah, for sale is irrelevant. No. No, over here it makes perfect sense. So Frektasis, what's the Gemara even before the answer, Oshana, what's even the question?
This can be a question for in general.
No, we're asking on this step of the Gemara about Shinui Hashem, Frektasis, what are you even asking? Yeah, says Tosfot, V'yesh lomar de parichacha, aliba de Rav Yosef, de masikatam, Shinui Achrina. We're asking over here, there's Rav Yosef in Baba Kama, he disagrees. And he says that Shinui Hashem, even if it's Chozeh LeBriyato, what's the halacha by Shinui Hashem? It is considered a Shinui. And this Gemara's question was only according to Rav Yosef over there. That's an easy way out. Ve'od yesh lomar, says Tosfot. Go ahead.
Mishinu Hashem delek Shinu Maase behedya.
Bahadeh.
Bahadeh, lo kani. Bechozeh LeBriyato. Kmo meresh.
Says Tosfot, a huge chidush. When do we say that Shinui HaChozer LeBriyato by Ma'aseh is not a Shinui? When do we say that Shinui Hashem, that's Chozer LeBriyato, is not a Shinui? That's only when they are standalone, when they're separate. If it's a Shinui Ma'aseh that goes back alone, no good. If it's a Shinui Hashem that goes back to what it was before, no good. But if you have in the same action, both the Shinui Ma'aseh and the Shinui Hashem together, i.e. our situation where you're tying it, and now by tying the Hadas, what are you doing? Now you're doing a joint Shinui Ma'aseh and Shinui Hashem, says Tosfot now la'alacha, even if it's Chozeh LeBriyato, since you're combining the powers of Shinui Ma'aseh and Shinui Hashem, even when it's Chozeh LeBriyato, says Tosfot, what's going to be the halacha?
It's yours.
It would be Koneh, and that's why the Gemara asks that. Wow. To which Tosfot follows up with another question, if that's true. Over there, the Gemara talks about a case in Baba Kama about leather, that a person stole leather, and he had in mind, he didn't do any shinui, he didn't touch the leather, he just has kavana to eat on top of the leather as a table. And over there, what do we see? That Shinui Hashem, and yet we say that he's kone le'inyan gezel, even though it's a Shinui, once you clear the food off of the leather, what does it become again?
Leather.
A piece of leather. And what do you see from here? That it's Shinui HaChozer LeBriyato, and yet, by Shinui Hashem, it's still considered a Shinui, based on what we said, if it's a standalone Shinui Hashem, if it's HaChozer LeBriyato, it shouldn't work. So
Utsva is that leather?
Utsva is the leather, yeah. That he had kavanah to eat on top of it. Yeah.
We said it by leather, it does work.
Yeah, over there it says in the Gemara it does work. So it's pshat. It seems to be contradictory to what it says here. So tesvis.
Machshava mitamato. Katani lefish lo itiashu abalim vaadiv shinu Hashem achozer dekani im yush kedashin gavi utzva mishune masa achozer b'rato dafilim yush kol kani.
Wow. Kedem asik nahacha. Says the Gemara another din. Over here, what do we just say about Shinui Ma'aseh that goes back to what it was before? Doesn't work. What about Shinui Hashem that goes back to what it was before? Also says Tosfo? It doesn't work. You know what's different about that leather case in Baba Kama? When there's Ye'ush together with, even with a Shinui Hashem that goes back to how it was, Ye'ush plus Shinui Hashem, even if it goes back, What's the halacha? It works even more powerful than shinui ma'aseh that goes back with Yeush, that doesn't work. But shinui Hashem that goes back to how it is, in general, that's nothing. Together with Yeush, what happens? Tach! Chazak me'od, and it's koneh. So what do we have so far, Abotai? Toswot's going to make a, I don't know if you made it to the end of Toswot, he makes a summary. Talk to me now. Shinui ma'aseh that goes back to how it was. What's the halacha?
Doesn't work.
No good. Shinui Hashem that goes back to how it was.
No good.
Shinui Hashem and Shinui Ma'aseh together, and both of them go back to how they were.
It's all good.
Says Tosfot it works. Shinui Hashem that goes back to how it is alone, but you have Yeush together with it.
Amazing.
Works. Shinui Ma'aseh that goes back to how it was, but alone, but you have Yeush with it.
Nothing.
Doesn't work. You see how many chilukei dinim Tosfot saying over here? Yeah? So he says, Viter, yeah. I say, Chonder? Chondi? Lechon. Yeah, okay. Oh, Mashiach's going to speak Persian. What kind of lechon? Any Yiddish.
Any Yiddish?
Any Yiddish, together. He's gonna say, there's going to be a new language. It's going to be a mix of Persian and Yiddish. Yeah?
Okay. Megillah language, Judeo-Persian?
No.
Does that work or no?
It wasn't Judeo-Persian, it was just Persian.
Judeo-Persian.
Yeah, I mean, it was just the Jews spoke their own dialect, but the Persians spoke Persian. They didn't speak Jewish.
It's like where Rabbi Chaim speaks
Hebrew. Only a Persian goy can be named Parshan Data. You know what I'm saying? That's a. You know what I'm saying? That's not. Yeah, it's not a. Zelo. You know?
What they speak? What they speak?
Judeo Persian?
Huh?
There's no.
Who the Jews or the goyim?
The Jews.
The Jews spoke Lashon HaKodesh, and they probably got influenced a little bit by the Persian in Paras. You see the whole.
So they spoke like a Yiddish kind of like German Hebrew. So they spoke like a Persian Hebrew. I'd love to learn.
Yippish of Persian. You know what I'm saying? I guess I don't know. It's something. You know, yeah. Mashu kazeh. The goyim didn't speak any Lashon HaKodesh. The goyim just spoke pure Persian. You see the names of the months that we have today. Where do the months come from?
Persian.
All of them are from the Megillah. Megillah Esther. What is it? It says over there: Chodesh Sivan, Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Adar, Tevet. All the according to the Torah. What are the names of the months according to the Torah? There are no names. They're just numbers. Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. All the names of the months, they're all Persian names. You know that. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. That's all from the Megillah.
What is Bul then?
That's in the Mikra, that's in the Navi. Bul, Ziv, Etanim. That comes up in the Navi.
Where did that come from?
From the Navi. From the Navi.
There is a Raya there.
Number from the Torah. The Torah never mentions a name of a month. Ever, ever, ever. It's always numbers. Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Sheni, Shlishi. Yeah? Right.
Wow, so now, wait, I have a question. So, do we really influence the Jewish nation, huh?
Yeah, but that?
Wow, I'm so proud of us.
Same. No, but the Poskim talk, they weren't it was Persian, non-Jewish names. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, those were adopted by the Chachamim,
wow.
But they weren't originally Jewish names. The name Nisan, the name Adar, the name, those were originally Persian, Goyish names of months.
Another question. Why didn't we adopt the...
I don't think if it was based off of Avodah Zarah, the Chachamim wouldn't adopt it.
I've read a book that said that the reason we name those things, that we adopt them, is because if you like switch around the letters or something, they each represent an occurrence that happens in that month.
But you better believe that if it had anything to do with Avodah Zarah in the slightest, the Chachamim wouldn't touch it. Zevadai.
But how come we change the Jewish names like Bul and Ziv? Why didn't we do that? Why do you think so?
I guess because those were pre-Churban Bayit Rishon. These were after the Churban Bayit Rishon and what they took back with them to Eretz Israel for Bayit Sheni, and I guess that's what stuck.
That was easier. Okay, fine.
That's what they had. That was like the most recent. Okay, Vayter.
Thank you.
Shinui ma'aseh, Rabotai, if you have, listen carefully. Shinui ma'aseh, if you have a legitimate shinui ma'aseh that doesn't go back to how it was, do you need Yeush together with that, says Tosfot?
No.
No. You're going as is. What about shinui Hashem? Anytime you have a shinui Hashem, it can only be koneh with Yeush. Okay, Tosfot's going to break it down. There's many dinim here. Before we finish, Tosfot's going to break it down into many different dinim.
Al-Kohri, you have to say...
That we're talking about a case of Yeush.
He says...
No, one second. He's trying to say over here that Shinui Hashem, that's not Chozer Lebriato, doesn't need Yeush either.
Get a sheep and you say it's Ayin?
No. Like, if it grows up, when it grows up, it's a new name.
Oh, that's what it means.
Yeah.
Oh.
It grows up, it becomes an Ayin. Yes, he says, Lechudeh, Ve'ashta, okay, Tov. Now, this is the Sikkum. Ve'ashta yesh kama dinim badavar. Yeah, you see that line in Tosfot? There are several dinim over here. This is the summary of this entire Tosfot. Read.
Wait, what's the first word on the line?
First word on the line is Ayin. Like we said in the previous Tosfot, even though Shinui Hashem or Shinui Maaseh, even if they do go back, Midoraita, what's the halacha? Midoraita, you're kone. Midoraita. Even without Yush. Veshinui Maaseh Hachozer.
Kone below Yush, Midorabanan.
Yeah. V'ta'ama. Good. V'shinui Hashem.
Hashem. D'hada v'melte b'lo yush lo kane klal. Chutz mil'inyan meresh. V'shinu takanat Hashem.
If you already built it in there, you don't have to take it down. V'chen binyan karka v'chayotze bo. K'demuch ha'chshma'ata da'i savta. D'tzavcha alma la nityasha. If she's still screaming over there, that old lady, apparently she wasn't mityayesh, and that's why the only reason it didn't go back there is because of takanat Hashem. V'amar v'nachman, en la'ele d'me'itzim. V'im tomar. Tosfot ends off with a question. I wanted to see the Pnei Yoshua on this Tosfot, but we didn't have time. You can read it on your own. Frektasis v'im tomar. Ha de parich hacha. Likninu b'shinui Hashem. Yeah? When the Gemara over here asks, let us be koneh the hadas with Shinui Hashem, you know what the Gemara could have asked that on? Not only in this case of hadas with Rav Huna, we could ask that on the Mishnah, tik shelea matnitin de lulav agazul. That what? By the lulav, why should you not be koneh the lulav agazul? He said, lulav agazul pasul. Why is it pasul? I tie it up and now it's something new. Yeah? What do you have to tell me over here by Hoshana, this din over here by Rav Huna? On the Mishnah, you could ask the same thing, that it's a Shinui Hashem and you should be koneh. Why should it be pasul?
What's a Shinui Hashem?
Then now you're tying it into Hoshana. And guess what? Lulavim aren't called Hoshana before. What does Tosfot say? V'yesh lomar, very, very, the Pnei Yoshua is very tamei on this answer. But he says, V'yesh lomar, dematnitin ika leukma, b'shegazlo agoda, delet b'shinui Hashem, v'lo shinui ma'aseh. Over there, it could be talking about the lulav that we're talking about over there. Is what are we talking about? That he actually stole a lulav bundle, a tied lulav with hadasim and aravot, and therefore over there you can't say, oh, Shinui Hashem. Frek the Pnei Yoshua, what are you talking about? I'll tell it to you outside. He says, what are you talking about? Hare, it says over there, no has shalom, no shvut. Aval, he says, if that was the case, why would we have three separate Mishnayot, you know that, one after another. Lulav agazul, hadasa gazul, arava gzula. If we were talking about stealing a bundle, why would the Mishnah separate it into lulav and hadas and arava? If it's a bundle, guess what the Mishnah should have said? Lulav, hadas, arava gzula. It didn't say that. Apparently it's not true. Aruch Lanir comes to answer the Pnei Yoshua's question, and he says, no, I'll give you a case that it could be. How so? He says, number one, he gives two answers. One answer is that, for instance, let's say there was a whole bundle and the person paid, like in our case, he paid for the lulav and he paid for the arava, and the guy agreed, the seller agreed to sell it to him, but he didn't pay for the hadas. And therefore what? Here's a case where what? Where he stole the hadas individually, even though it's already tied up. When he paid for the lulav and the arava, I could still find you somewhat of a case that the hadas is still stolen when standing alone in aguda because he didn't pay for it. Tov, Rabotai, will continue tomorrow with the new sugya.
Why can't we say when they change the name of Roshana and Chumash that there's a bundle?
Second.